4, ISH, listening.
4, RSH, I believe it was. This is KO4, HKX.
Patrick, this is Slate. I was just doing a real quick signal check, and I was wondering what kind of precipitation you guys had where you are.
About 5 to 6 inches of snow. Wind was blowing around a lot, so it's hard to tell. And still a lot to do out here. Your signal's a little scratchy. Nothing major. Could be on my end, could be the repeater, so I wouldn't worry about it at this point.
Patrick, I'm on my handheld in my very newly minted ham shack, so I've got to get me a proper radio and amp and antenna up.
Job coming in on HT from down that way, so I wouldn't change too much about that. Maybe an outside antenna for it, and you should be good with it.
That, and to let you know, we got about 4 inches. And I think I told you before, I'm just above Fountain Inn. Our roads are froze over. Nobody's moving too much. But we didn't get walloped like some of the other folks did.
It sounded like eastern part of North Carolina got more of this snow than we did.
Tell me, buddy, up in Waynesville that I talked to earlier this morning, and he said they got 8 inches.
He's about an hour north of me, so that's probably about right.
Places like Water Rock Knob, and I'm trying to think of the seafood place there, Maggie's Galley. I go up there all the time and visit him, and I have a couple of, I'm a restaurant guy, I like to eat. There's a couple of restaurants up there I like. I like it up that way. If you live an hour north of him, man, you do get cold weather, don't you?
I live in Brevard. Waynesville's about an hour on up the road from me.
So you're between me and him. Closer to him than you are me, but okay.
It's Transylvania County, Brevard, if you look. Right across the state line, basically. If you come up 276, so I'm probably about halfway between you and him.
Retire, we're going to get something up that way. We live where we live now, basically because of the schools and because all my family lives around us. But that's our goal, is to kind of come up toward the hills when we retire.
For 40, you might want to start planning now because it's getting so expensive to live up here.
Say the piece of land the size of a postage stamp between me and you, they building on it, ain't they?
Sure, unless it's straight up. I mean, even then, they'll try it.
It's on Sorrel's Cove, and they built a multi-million dollar mansion across from him where they literally cut into the side of the mountain. Like you say, if you've got the money, they've got the way.
Work for my uncle doing plumbing work when I was younger. I've seen some up toward Toxaway that they just drilled and pinned the concrete on the rocks and the mountain up there. They wouldn't know digging it in.
It's like me and you that have been raised around the hills, we know better than to build something like that. But that's fine. And it brings in tax money, so that's always good. So it's the same way down here. In the southern Greenville County area, all you see is roundabouts, new high schools, and new subdivisions.
That they're putting in, I can't remember how many roundabouts up here. I think there was like 6 of them from one end of Brevard to the other. So you'll be dizzy by the time you get through it.
I'll be honest with you, the problem we had was people not remembering the roundabout was there. And they would enter the roundabout at 45, 50 miles an hour, and they just launched themselves across the roundabout. It takes, you know, if you've lived somewhere 30 or 40 years and the road's always been the same, and then all of a sudden you got a roundabout in it, you can't expect Uncle Joe and Grandma to just, you know, adjust on a dime.
And that's a lot of what lives up here is elderly people that have lived here for a long time, but now we're getting an influx of people from New York, California, Pennsylvania, other areas that want to live here, but they don't understand what it is to live here.
only thing they see is they were paying $17,000 a year in property tax in New Jersey, and down here they can pay $2,700. Right? They don't understand that that comes along with a lot of stuff. We've got a way of life. We've got ways of being polite to each other and ways of being neighborly. And I think sometimes it takes them a little while to catch up. And I'll be honest with you, my wife is from Pennsylvania, so we had to break her in as well.
As long as they come here and don't want to make it like where they come from, I'm welcome you on in. It's the ones that want to change everything to about where we're at.
You came here for what I had, not what you had.
Jump off here. That way if somebody does need to repeater, that it's open for them. I'm just trying to monitor. I don't have church this morning. I already had to crawl out from under the house and fixing the plumbing, so I'm going to stay here and just monitor for a little while. But good to talk to you. Come be a part of the group more often. We can get you a better radio set up. But you're doing fine on the XT.
Thank you. It was good to talk to you. This is KR4ISH Clear, 7-3.
Yes. Clear, 7-3.